Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting that T.I. will need to dive into his own pockets to pay the unpaid wages of his restaurant employees who lost their jobs when it closed its doors. Tip just settled with 9 of 11 employees who went after him after his Scales 925 shutdown back in 2016. Each will receive $8,333.33 in unpaid money, totaling about $75,000. The rapper's also on the hook for another $25,000 in attorney's fees. So if you do the math, that's about $100,000. And for his part, T.I. is claiming he wasn't a bad restaurant owner. He just says he put a manager in charge who messed up his money to line his own pockets. Yep, that's what happened. Jamie Foxx is denying this rumor that back in 2002, he slapped a woman with his, you fill in the blank there. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Fox is saying, according to the Jasmine brand, that this is an absurd lie and he's going after this person. TMZ also reporting the alleged assault happened back in Vegas in 2002. And according to law enforcement, the accuser told cops last week that she and a friend were attending a party at Jamie's place when he tried to get her to perform oral sex. Now, she claims that when she refused, Jamie put it in her face. The accuser also says after the alleged assault, one of Jamie's friends told her that she had to get out of the house. She's also claiming that she went to the hospital the next day when she got back to L.A. to get treatment for a severe panic attack. I'm sorry, this is funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. The accuser says the Me Too movement inspired her to finally file a police report. Now, that part is not funny. Anyway, she's also claiming that she wanted the alleged incident recorded in case other accusers come forward. Of course, Jamie Foxx is denying these reports. Usher also denying that he's out spreading herpes. According to the Jasmine brand, all STD claims against the singer will be tried in LA. New developments for the Usher herpes lawsuit. There's a judge that motioned last Friday to have all three plaintiffs heard in Los Angeles Superior Court while denying Usher's motion to have one of the cases moved to a different state. She says that since Usher has a home in California, he is subjected to having the plaintiff's claims heard against him in California. Back in March, the Jasmine brand exclusively reported Usher and his lawyers requested the case involving Jane Doe to be dismissed or moved to another state based on allegations she made in her lawsuit, noting that the alleged events involving her exposure to herpes virus happened in another state, citing California has no interest in this dispute whatsoever. All three plaintiffs are suing Usher for sexual battery, fraud, negligence, and both intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Usher is being sued by two women and a man, one being Quantasia Sharpton, who is the only one in the lawsuit who has come forward about her involvement with the R&B singer. Stay tuned. Remember G-Unit? It's been a minute, right? 50 Cent is making it known. Lloyd Banks is officially off G-Unit Records. I didn't even know G-Unit Records was still around. Banks is one of the original G-Unit members, along with 50 Cent and Tony Yayo. 50 Cent is the one that made the announcement. Check out my boy Lloyd Banks' new mixtape coming soon. It's called Independence Day. He's doing his own thing. You know it's going to be loaded with bars. Check him out. 50 Cent does not seem to have any beef with Banks, as he's had with other rappers who have left the iconic brand. Banks most recently dropped 2010's The Hunger for More 2 on G-Unit, but since left the company. Best wishes? Question mark?